Welcome to the New Normal Podcast, 2020 edition, where information and conversation leads to revelation. I am your host, Kevin D. Bradley. Let's get into it. This episode is called Transparency, the Finale. This whole month, I've been having episodes up under the theme or the heading of transparency. And I've shared a little bit personal information. Just being transparent in situations that I've encountered. That I deemed would be helpful to the listening audience. And hopefully something was shared that really was benefit towards those who needed to hear. So let's get into this next episode. This episode, Transparency, the Finale. And I want to talk about, it's been a lot of chatter about Halloween and Christians celebrating Halloween, which I think is a great topic because you have a lot of perspective, a lot of questioning, a lot of blame, and a lot. There's a lot going on, man. It's a lot. And, you know, me being brought up Pentecostal, been raised in the holiness. That was something that we did not participate in. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we should participate in, and we did anyway, under the umbrella of who said it, or, you know, who deemed that, okay, you can do this or not. So through that was birthed Hallelujah Night for the, you know, church kids, you know, to have something to celebrate. Because, you know, the church wouldn't celebrate Halloween, so we would have Hallelujah Night, and it was fun. It's a safe place where the members and the kids and cousins and families and those who they invited, you know, could come, eat, fellowship, play games, have fun in a safe area. And I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, the church should always offer a safe place and a alternative to those who, you know, hey, we're not into this, or we're not sure about how, you know, this will affect me and, you know, my children. So the church launched this Hallelujah Night, and now it's become Trunk or Treat. And there's a lot of variations of Halloween being celebrated within the church organization. And it's interesting, you know, depending on your perspective, depending on how you were raised, depending on what you believe. So, I just want to have a conversation about it on today and really examine what it is. What is it that we are doing as believers? Who are we? So much information that has bombarded the airwaves, the internet waves, your phones, your social medias. It's so important to become masked or get lost in transition, lost in the way of, you know, forming who you are, constructing your belief, building your house upon a steady ground and not seeking sand. So how do we go about, as believers, how do we go about as Christians, as children of the Most High God, how do we go about celebrating? How do we represent God and still have fun? Or is that an oxymoron? Has God been restricted to one way of living and the most strict way possible, and we are not to enjoy the things that has been created for fun and enjoyment? It all depends on who you ask. It all depends on your perspective. I do believe, and I guess this is my response, but not my attempt to answer this lifelong question, because, you know, someone will always have a different perspective, or can do a comparison, or, you know, call someone out. But I don't think that is beneficial for the body. But I do believe full transparency is warranted. I think the more, I believe, the more transparent we are, that if it had not been for the blood of Jesus on the Christ, you don't get any more horrifying than what Christ experienced on the cross. There's no limit to the gore that Christ received and experienced on Golgotha's hill, on Calvary's cross. So when it comes to blood, when it comes to guts, when it comes to lacerations and cuts and wounds and broken bones, and there's no horror story that can top the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm just sharing perspective in this final episode of Being Transparent. I believe that somehow, some way, we have been lost in translation. And because of the lack of transparency in our lives, to appear to be, there was a generation before us that, oh man, made you believe that they did not do anything wrong. And they, especially in the branch of Pentecostal holiness, man, that, you know, which because of the lack of transparency, the lack of weakness, they covered the dirt over their secrets, and now their secrets are being exposed. And it's not being exposed in the way that, okay, this is what I did, and this is what I did, and you know, I'm human just like everyone else. But it gets discovered. And when these discoveries happens, when these discoveries are unveiled, revealed, what happened is a lack of trust, a lack of humanity, and now that which you have preached, teached, sung, and pretended to model all comes crashing down because it's simply the grace of God and a disciplined life through building of strength and denying oneself is how we reflect Jesus Christ, his love, his discipleship, his presence. But now we have a generation who ain't trying to hear nothing. Yeah, I said nothing. Some of the older generation has to say because of the secrets that are being unveiled, the affairs, the families, the extra activities, and it's crazy. But, you know, the Bible says this, man, and it's facts, that all have sinned and come short of his glory. So, in the process of beating the younger generations over the head with the word of God, and we've lost the compassion, the understanding, and the grace that was afforded to them, once, you know, a lot of the secrets has been exposed, now the younger generation feels like you've lied and deceived them all this time. And that's the downfall of not being transparent. And I was up under that, and thank God through his grace and by having a wife that you know, you able to share things and examine things and get checked on things, and you know, the Holy Spirit plays a part in that too. When you your heart is to please God, nothing that I know for me, nothing that I want to do, well, I don't want to be a barrier to those who I love. But I also stand on what I believe as well. So, you know, there's a balance. And, you know, I believe, you know, the kids dressing up, man, it's so fun. It's such an enjoyable moment. And there's joy in celebrating each other. There's joy in dressing up. It's fun characters. You know, for me, I've told my kids that Yeah, I love for y'all to dress up, but you know, also understand that we are a family and people of light. So why are you dressing up? Make sure you choose characters that is of light and not of darkness. You know, we're not finna walk around in no witches or no devil costumes or anything of that sort. Because that's not who we are. That's not what we believe. That's not what we participate in. But, you know, that's why you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And you have to lead as fathers, as men. You have to lead your household. And you have to be at a place where you don't kill the fun and the spirits and the hearts of the people that you lead. Because it can be very, very, very abrasive when they see Christianity as you cannot do anything. And I think that's one of the major, major parts of not just the holiday seasons, but Halloween in itself, that, you know, some of the teachings have been so oppressive to the humanity itself that once a child gets out, they wild out. But you know, a child's gonna do what they're gonna do. But you know, and they need the space to know that they're loved, that they're appreciated, and that God loves them and he will protect them and guide them. You know, the same God who protected me and guided me in my mess. So transparency is a wonderful, wonderful thing when used properly. Being able to share, being able to connect, there's something about when you are real with people, real with people that you lead, real with people you are connected to, that it sets with them. Whether they tell you or not, it connects with them and it opens them up to what you are presenting to the world, your influence. So keep that in mind. I want to share this this joke I heard online by this comedian, which really had me cracking up, and I hope you enjoy. Let me also preference this before I play this joke. I do not own the rights to this material. All right.
Think about Job. In the Old Testament, think about Job's wife. She must have been a real piece of work. I mean, the devil took everything from Job, man. Killed his kids, killed his servants, killed his livestock, covered Job in boils and sores. But his wife did not die. That's saying something right there, isn't it? Like, hey, devil, Job's wife's right over there. I know. Trust me, leave her. I know what I'm doing.
And that cracked me up. Oh, man. Job been doing a lot, but thank God that he received double for his trouble. I want to, I hope you enjoyed this episode, Transparency, the finale. I pray that all is well with you and yours. I pray that God continue to strengthen and bless you. Follow me.
Follow me. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow the New Normal Podcast 2020 edition on all social media platforms.
All right. It's been enjoyable. Until next time, peace.